Now, last Sunday, we left off discussing the Indian of Fidas Baldin Kimeyadivan. So I mentioned that there are three shittas. One shitta is that Fidas Baldin regularly is a din of the monis, not his highest. But there is a raya from the Gemara in Bo Basra, Daf Kuf Mem, Tes, the sugi of Isagiure was Igea, and Rochel Bashmuel conceived from him. Well, I mean, he was an Akum, and Rochel Bashmuel was a Shvuye, so he forced her. And she conceived from him while he was a goy. So naturally, Al Pedin, he was not a father. Then he became a Baal Tshuva, and he became a Ger, and he married Rochel Bashmuel. So Rochel, the mother, was Al Pedin's mother. And Yisag Yure, the son, was a Talmud Chochem, Rav Mori. So was a son of Rochel, but he was not a son of Isagiure, but he treated him like his son, and he was a Shrivmara. And Isagiure had deposited with Rove 3 Zuzi. And then, while he was a Shrivmara, he said he wants Rove to give Rav Mori the 3 Zuzi. Now there is the Konis Chachomim Divrei Shrivmara Kirsumim Rim Surin Dami. In other words, so he doesn't need any kinyan. So Rove said that there is no way how Isag Yure can force him to give the 3 Zuzi to Rav Mori. He doesn't, because how will he be magnetic? So that a kone of Divrei Shrivmara Kesurim Surim Damye is ki Yerusha Shavi Rabbanon. With Rabbanon, it's not a matone. With Rabbanon, if somebody is mitzave that a certain person should get his nechosim, so he becomes a yeresh, even though he's not a kohen. So since mit rabbonon is ki yerushe, so it's only shayach that be somebody who can be a meresh, but Isag Yure cannot be a meresh. He has no yoshi, so memele he cannot be meresh to another person either. And if, let's say, Tvuki and Sude are so he might be a Nikne Bichliv. And if Tvuki and Agev, so he's not going to be Maknet. So then the Chachomim heard that what Isag Yure said. So they said that Isag Yure has a way of forcing Rove to give the 3 Zuzi to Rav Mori. By being made in the presence of Edim, the 3 Zuzi that he had deposited with Rove had belongs to Rav Mori from before, even though everybody knew that was not true. So it's a raya that this is a kinyan. even in the case where the whole world knows, because there all the Chachomim knew that it wasn't true, it didn't belong to Rav Mori as yet. So now the Rav Mir in Dushin explains that it's not Chas v'Sholem, Cholile v'Chas, that Rove wanted to grab away the trace of Zuze from Rav Mori, Chas v'Sholem. But the Mishnah says in Shviz that one who is Sirosi Shaloi Bigdushe, Vleidosi Bigdushe, if he borrowed money, if somebody borrowed money from one from the biological father of a person whose biological son is a Rosh Shaloi Bidushe, even though Al Pedin is not his son, but if he doesn't return the debt or the Pekodin to the biological son of that Gigea, so then in Ruach HaChomim Nechimen. So Chas v'Sholem that Rove wanted to behave on that mission, but Rove wanted to have the mitzvah of giving it to Matone. If Isaac Yure would be able to be matne to him, so then he wouldn't have the mitzvah. That's why Rove said it. Anyway, we see from this Gemara that even when we know that the Idoi is not true, like this case, so still it is effective. It's effective. Mitzat kinyan, mitzat ischayus. But the question is, maybe it's only midrabbanan effective, not midraise. So most rishonim say that it is effective midraise, not only midrabbanan, except the Rosh. Now, the same machlekes rishonim we find in the Miri in Makis. The Gemara says in Makis Tafei Omed Aleph, the Gabei Edim Zemimi. Now, by Nefoshes and by Knas, the halacha is that if, let's say, two Edim say that Reuven is chayv misi, was Machal Shabbos, was the Avizore, or Horagis HaNefesh, that they saw that Reuven was Horagis HaNefesh on Sunday in Yerushalayim at 10 o'clock in the morning. And the Edim, the original Edim, they come to Besna Monday, and they testify that they saw on Sunday in Yerushalayim at 10 o'clock in the morning how Reuven killed him. Then two other Edim come on Tuesday and they say to the original Katedim, how can you say that you saw on Sunday that Reuven killed Shimon at 10 o'clock in Yerushalayim when on Sunday at 10 o'clock we were with you in Mitzrayim? You couldn't have seen it. Maybe it, but it just happens. You are really sheker, but it just happens that we saw that Reuven killed Shimon on Friday before in Yerushalayim. So then by Momein, the halacha would be that they don't have to pay azam. In other words, if two Edim come and say they saw that on Sunday in the morning at 10 o'clock, Reuven borrowed 1,000 zuz from Shimon, and then And then two other Eidim come on Tuesday and say to the original cat, how can you say that on Sunday you saw Reuven borrowed 1,000 zuz from Shimon when on Sunday we were with you in Mitzrayim at 10 o'clock, you couldn't have seen it. But we saw that on Friday before, so Reuven borrowed 1,000 zuz from Shimon. So then the Nizumim, the Nizumim don't have to pay because what is the Zom? They are Zomam to Mechayev Reuven Elef Zuz. But he was Mechayev Elef Zuz because of the Alvoye that took place on Friday before. That's Imami. Because Momay, without the Gmardin, he's also Chayev. The Gmardin is only necessary to give Bezdin the Keach to be Yered L'Hosov. But he's Chayev. But by Nifoshes, until the Gmardin, there is Aloha L'Yuma Soritzeach Adom D'Lefni Yidol Mishpot. So even if he did Aveire with Asroye, Kabolas Asroye, and Bifneidin, and until Bezn, the Sanhedrin is Gmardin, so then he's not Chayev as yet. So he's completely innocent. But suppose the two Eidim say that they saw that Reuven killed Shimon on Sunday 10 o'clock in Yerushalayim, and then the Mazimim say that they couldn't have seen that because on Sunday at 10 o'clock they were with the Ezeimim in Mitzrayim, they couldn't have seen it, but they saw the Sunday week ago that Reuven killed Shimon. And on Friday before, the Eidim Nizumim testified, he was already Nigma Dini Bibez. Then they don't have to be meis because they were zaymeim to be mechayev somebody was chayev mis. And the same thing is true by Knas, because by Knas until the Gmardin there is no chiv. So the Miri mentions today is, suppose the two Eidim say that Reuven killed Shimon, and not Reuven, that Reuven borrowed 1,000 zuz from Shimon. On Sunday, they testify on Monday, that on Sunday in Yerushalayim at 10 o'clock, Reuven borrowed 1,000 zuz from Shimon. And then the Eidim on Monday say, Eidim on Tuesday come and the Mazimim say to Nizumim, how can you say that on Sunday you saw that Reuven borrowed 1,000 zuz from Shimon, but on Sunday we were with you in Mitzrayim, you couldn't have seen it. But, and the Eidim don't see anything else that they saw on Friday before. But the Baldin himself, the Leiva, says but that he borrowed 1,000 zuz from Shimon on Friday before. So one day in the Miri, Davov, Davhei, Imake says that they don't have to pay the 1,000 zuz to Reuven, because after all, he does Baldin Kimeidom, so it is just as the Eidim said that they saw how Reuven borrowed 1,000 zuz on Friday before. The other day he says no. In the case of Eidim, so it's Mivareya that he borrowed, but in case of Idoye, even the Baldovo has no nemanis. But why do we say he does Baldin Kimeidom? That's Misatkin, so this Chayves. So this Chayves takes place now. So that means on Sunday when they tried to be mechayev him 1,000 zuz, he was not mechayev as yet. So here we see that according to one sheet in the Miri, regularly, not only in a special case like Issa Geyure, where it was well known to the Chachomim that it was not true, but regularly, when the Chachom Bezin doesn't know anything, whether it's true or not, so Ibaldin is known among us. even ligabe atzmi. And it's only effective mit reise misunderstandings. So there is a machlekes reshenim, whether regularly it's effective mitzat nemones or only mitzat kinyan in Yisraelis. But even the Rishenim who say in the Miri that it's only mitzat Yisraelis, but it's effective mit reis. The Rosh is the only one in Shin Kubetzes and Mopasre that says that mit reis is not effective. It's not effective in the case where it is known that it's natural. But why was it effective? Why does the Gemara say that Rabbi Yitzchak Yure it wasn't effective? Because somebody who can be meirish to his craving can be meirish to acherim also for matone shrivma. But somebody like Yitzchak Yure, who has no craving, he cannot be meirish craving, cannot be meirish to matone either. That's his special takone. Ligabi somebody who can be meirish. But ligabe shriv mera, but ligabe yigea, who is a rosh shloim b'dishul dosi b'kedusha, so the chachomim were not misak. The chachomim were not misak. So then the question arises, but there is a halacha of he does b'aldin kibidim domen, that we learn out from the posik of Kiyuzeh. So the answer is that posik of Kiyuze is only shayach when we don't know that it's natural. So then it is effective mitzad ischayves. But if we know it's natural, then it's not effective mitzad ischayves either. Now you can ask some achrinim do as the car question: how can we say that it's only effective mitzad ischayves? After all, because of Udaz Baldin, so there is a shvui of Neidin Mikzas. And obviously, if Reuven will say to Shimon, you owe me 1,000 zuz, and Shimon will say to Reuven, Ladam, I don't owe you a penny, but I am mischayev myself now for Kinyan Suda. I'm going to mischayev myself 500 zuz, so there won't be shvui of many mixas. That's no kasha altogether, because there's the exeris hakosuf that if the hagode of the baldova of the nitva purports on his face that he borrowed him, even though he's not nemon, but there is a chiyuv shvui. But if on its face he says he doesn't owe him, but he's mischayev himself, so then there is certainly no shvuy of meide b'mikzas. Now, the same machleikes reshenim we find in the sugim v'obasre. Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Boy. In the middle. Kreve de Ravide Barobin. Shochiv. Vishochav Shavak Dikle. A korev of Ravide Barobin died, and he left a palm tree. Ravide Barobin Omar Ano Kreve Tvei. That's Rashbam's Girsi. I am the next of kin. So I am the that he is the next of kin. So Milhi ashes it. Rashbam Yossi is Lisef Edelei der Hu Gavre, die Hu Korftwe, der Travide Barobbe, Hu ist der nächste Fki. So, der ist der Asbaldi. Eit mehr Raffrizde Biog. So Raffrizde gave him possession of the Decker. Omalei, Lederli Peire doch am Ayeme Adashti. Since der Hu Gavre was made to me, Ravid Barobim claimed, so that Hu Gavre should pay him for all the pears he ate since the death of the Koret. Might have been there, let's say, a whole year. A lot of money. Omar, so Rafriz said, זהו שאימרים על עבודם גודלו. Is Ravid Barobin on עבודם גודלו? How come that he says such a thing? Am I itkosomich ma'ar? You Ravid Barobin, you rely on the idoye of your nitva. Hokoma da no mekrevinetze. He said, until now, that he is the next of kin. Abai v'rovel isvir lehod rafrizde. Kiven the eide. So that's the Rashbam's dirse, and the Rashbam's pshat. Mimele, according to the Rashbam, there on that shaile, whether he does baldin, in a regular case, where he bezden doesn't know whether it's true or not, is effective mitzad nemones, or it's effective mitzad ischayves in kinyan, is a machlekes between Rafrizde and Abai Rav, and we pasken like Abai Rav. But teisves is chilek on the gears of Rashbam. Why? Because teisves holds that it couldn't be that Rafrizde should hold that it does baldin in a regular case is effective only mitzad kinyan. It's effective mitzad kinyan in the case like Issa Giyure, where we know it wasn't emes. But in normal case where we don't know, so then it is certainly effective mitzad nemones. But how is the thesis gears? So thesis is gears like this. Dari. Vigir sasrach nirel rika. The Ligoris Lisef Eidale, a Ligoris Lisef Isisade Diokrev. At the end, they were arguing who's the next of kin. So then, Ravid Barobin produced witnesses who testified that the deceased was a Korev. But whether he was a closer Korev than of the Hu Gavre or not, They didn't know anything about the relationship of the Hu Gavre with the deceased. They didn't know. Maybe he was even a closer relative. They only knew that he was a first cousin. But maybe the Hu Gavre was a brother. That they didn't know. So then Rafrizde said, Rafrizde said, Amanka Somich Mara Hai, Hokoma, Dano Mikrevine Tve. In other words, so he says, Ligoras Lesefa is a Saddi Crave, Ligoras Korotve, Shaloyamidim Sharavide Crave Hoyotve Mahogavre, Elo Shaloyamidim Sharavide Crave Hoyo, Fahu Gavre Loim Akirim Moyo Crave Loy. Vim loy hoyole shumei vilo hoyole shumei de kelvi. So slikachuk me rafrizde bi yodit ravide dav ravide vadai vahu gavre sofik vahoy ravide tevea gam apereis kib mishe idea shocha virafrizde potale bimige di bom aloy achle ki oman ame achle vididi achle mehemon. Wir haben aber bei Savre kim ich auch Operis weide chayev lishalein ולהם הם במי גהויו והקרקע יש עם תרשיודי מן הדין בקרקע לכמי. All right, anyway, so we see that according to Rashi, this shailest whether, in a normal case, he does balvin, is effective mitzad nemones, or mitzad ischayves, is tolle machlekes between afchiz and abai verove, and aloch is like abai verove. And according to the Rach and the Ri, everybody agrees that in normal case it's effective mitzad nemones, but only in the case like Issa Giyure, where it was known to Bezdin, to all the Chachomim, that it wasn't true, then it's effective. It's effective mitzad ischayves, according to most Rishenim Midraise, according to the Rosh, Mishnu Besu Basre, only mitzad kones Chachomim. Okay. Now, there is another kash against the Rishenim, and there's the shita of most Rishenim, most Rishenim say it's effective mitzad nemones, not mitzad ischayves in kinyan. From the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Mem Aleph. Oy. From all of them in base. Haudomel Havre Havli Meozuzi. Do you zip? Reuven said to Shimon, give me the 100 zoos that I lent you. Amalei Lehoyed Varameil. So Shimon said to Reuven, it's not true. You never lent me 100 zoos. Ozla. Sad Ozl Ice Side the Ace Veyupar. So Ruvain produced witnesses who testified in Bezdin that he lent Shimon 100 zoos, but he paid. So according to the God of the Edim, his potter. True he bowed, but he testified they saw he paid. Omar Abaye, my neighbor. Inu Amre Isre, Inu Amre Par. So he had no agur to say it. Rove Omar. Koloime Eloilovisi Keim Eloparaitidon. In other words, that since he himself, Shimon said, Loilovisi, he never bowed. If somebody doesn't bow, so naturally, he cannot pay. So there is a doye that a god of the Edim that he paid is not true. Is not true. Now, we cannot say that here, so Shimon is Nemon and his doye that he didn't pay. Because when he said Lahadam, he certainly meant I never bowed. He certainly did not mean I bowed and I paid. I bowed and I paid. So, and still he's demon. And still he's mechuyev. So it's right. And that there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rove. We pass like Rove. But Abaye doesn't agree with Aloche. Of Koleim Alulovisi Keimea. Loi Paraiti Dome. Loi Paraiti Dome. So how about the Rishenim who say that It's Mitzad Nemones, so that's no kashe. The Rishenim say it's Nemones where it can be Mitzad Nemones, but where it cannot be Mitzad Nemones, because there is Agoda Seidim. To the contrary, then it's not Mitzad Nemones, then it's at Mitzis Chayves and Kinyan. All right, now we left off in the Gemara, Daf Daled, Amud Alef. 12, the 12th line from the top. V'chozer Adin, in other words, Rav Chiya Kamai says, the first halach, that if Reuven says, to Shimon, mono li biyotcho, v'alo im erin lo biyodiklum, v'eidi miyidim sheyish biyodeh hamishi, so is mechuyi v'shvuyi d'arais, because, shalait hei do'as piv, idei lo ma'a do'as hei, because if he do'as piv, and he mix 50, is mechuyi v'shvuyi d'arais, so he do'as hei d'im, which is more homo, certainly should be mechuyi. So then the Gemara asked the Pirche, Mali do a speed, Mali Pif Shechem Chai Vikom. So then the Gemara says, we learn it out, not from Mikor Chimea, but from Matzad, of Piv and Idechot. Piv is Mechai Vishvui, and Idechot is Mechai Vishvui. So the Chozer Adi, in other words, if Reuven says to Shimon, "Mono li biyotcho," and he and Shimon says, "I don't owe you," so then he doesn't become postulatus. But if Edim say, if Reuven says to Shimon, "Mono li biyotcho," and he says, "I don't owe you a penny," and they didn't testify that he did borrow from him 50, so he becomes a kafron, he becomes proselytes. Mal as ha'shavu shebein shechen hu zakafron, and the same thing, if Reuven says to Shimon, "You owe me money," and Shimon says, "I don't owe you a penny," and the idecho testifies that he owes him, so he's mechay v'shvuyeh, but he doesn't become postulatus. So how can we learn out to aid him? Uveidim mirza kafra. Vomaravide barobin omarafrizde hakefa milve kosholatus. Because ishtamutika mishtamit. So what does it mean? Because postulatus. It doesn't mean that kefa milve is not a gazlan. Kefa milve is also a gazlan. But people are mireheta. They say they're out of cash now, so he'll deny it, and then we'll have cash, he'll be made. So a mele is a sheyik, so he's not postulatus. So the Gemara says, no, so, and because he's not postulatus, ala porich, malas ala shavash ben, shachinino mitiras hazome, tima beidim, shiyeshim mitiras hazome, holy kash, rafchiyet teras hazome li porich, Elo di koma vitane tune. Rafri kamais mentions the raya from the Mishne Schneimers mit alles. Zeim ranimis of seal, zeim ranimis of seal. Zeim a kulishali, zeim a kulishali. So each one swears and he takes a half. Vanan. So, in other words, and since they both hold on to the talis, Sanan Sade, that each one has a half. In other words, so the Haramini of the Gemara was Estesis says, and the base of Aleph, that the Yachleiku is not on the basis of the Sufik Din of Mosek, but of the Biro Din of Mosek, of Chazoki Kolmash Yorim Shishalei. So if a person has possession, exclusively of a certain chayfetz, then it's a biro that it belongs to him. If two people have possession, so then there is a biro, it belongs to both of them. So the tzeraye v'afrei kamais. Midome. So the Gemara says, Hoson li mal v'isli sade leveles li sade li mosik lelemide. Diavli sade leve li mosik lelemide leboy rafrei lishtaboy. Suppose the two Eidim say, when Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me mona, and Shimon says, I don't owe you a penny, and two Eidim testify that he owes him 50 and not more. So then there is certainly no shvuah. So how can Afri Kamaise mention a raya from the din of the Mishnah? Hoche keiched anan sadem hai, anan sadem hai, vafal hoche mishtab. Elo ki it ma vitone tunne yaid of Rafri. The other din of Rafri. All right, we'll discuss the other din of Rafri. But what is involved in the shakle vitari between the salke daitoch of the Gemore, the raya of the Mishneh, that each one takes his shvui and takes a half? Is ligabei the first din of chapriye, or it's ligabei the other din of chapriye? The shaila is when two people hold the talis. So do we consider that each one is a murzik in the whole talis, or each one is a murzik in hefer talis? If we say that each one is muzek in hefer talis, then there couldn't be any salke daitach. It wouldn't make sense to mention a raya from the din of the Mishnah. Now the fact that the Gemara in the Havamini assumed that the din the Mishneh of Yachleiko b'shvui, assuming that it's not a takonas hachamim, but it's a shvui, the raise is based upon Rapchia Kamais's din, so it's a raya that Gemara and the Havaman he assumed that when two people have possession of a chayfetz, so then each one is a mosaic in the whole chayfetz. If each one, so it's like two Eidim testifying that each one is the bialim of the chayfetz. Suppose, in other words, trei utrei. Suppose there is a kosh by trei utrei, two Eidim testify that a certain chayfetz belongs to Reuven, and two Eidim testify al makrish and say it belongs to Shimon. So then there is a shaila in the Gemara in Ksuves, whether trei utrei is kemandi ise or trei utrei is kemandi les. There is a sugye havamin in Gemara that chavovins in Ksuves. I don't want to go into the whole sugye. And there is a machlekes reshenim between the Rif and the Rambam, whether we pask trei utrei is kemandi ise, or we pasken trei utrei is gemandi les. If we say trei utrei is gemandi ise, so that means it's a kosher of trei utrei. They don't cancel the agodis. So memele, the havamine of the Gemore, of the Nadwais of Rapriya Kamaise, was the Treu Treis Kemandis. Treu Treis Kemandis. And if Treu Trei, and that's the Sheet of Tesves and Ksuves, if Treu Treis Kemandis, so mele it means we have a goddess Hedin that it belongs completely to Reuven, and we have a goddess Eidim or other Eidim that it belongs exclusively to Shimon. We don't know which one is true. So, Mimele, each one is Mechayev. Each one is Mechayev, Ishvuy the Reis. However, the Maskona of Gemara is the Treyutreis Kimandilese. If Treyutreis Kimandilese, so in other words, why is it Kimandilese? How can you say Treyutreis Kimandilese? After all, by Dechot, so there is a special aloche, a Dechot Bakhoshe, Lafklum, that even in the places where an Dechot is Nemon, let's say by Mesbailo, by Seite, by Glarufe, so that's only if there is no other Dechot testifying Bibasachas against him. But if there is another Dechot who testifies before Bezdin gives a Psak, Kineged this Idechot, so it's commandless. But by two Eidim, where there is a Kapora Seides, Rishuch Kire, and everything, how can we say commandless? That's no cash. Because if there is a Kroshe of Treyutrei, so that cancels out the Kapora Seidim. What does Kapora Seidim mean? Kapora Seidim means that Bezdin is Mivarea, that what the Eidim say is true. But if there is a Kroshe of Treyutrei, so Bezdin is not Mivarea. So it's like an Eides that was not Nechyo. If it's not Nechyo, so Mele it's no Eides. So, the Havamin of the Gemara obviously assumed that Treyutrei is Kimandise. And the Maskona of the Gemara is that Treyutrei is Kimandilese. Elo, kitma vitane tune, aidoch, der Prietma, domer Priet, monoli biotro, valoime, in la biodel nun zuz, behelech is chai. And if he says that, nun zuz so is chai. My time helech name kimeide mitzvah zotayne dam. So Rabchiye Bas Chaise says that in the case of meide mitzvah is chayev even when he puts on the table the 50. We don't say since he put it on the table so it's finished. So in other words, there is no argument. And there is only an argument about the other 50. In the other 50 is a kifarak. We don't say that according to Rav Chiya Bas Reis. Vitane tune, Schneimer zimitales, vorochetim ditofis, anan sade deman ditofis helechu, vikotoni yishba, Rav Sheshe sama helech pota, maitaime kivim, the Amale Hele Hanezuz the Comedy Bigavai Kemanok the Mavino. So it is just a sieve. Ruven will say to Shimon Mono Biotro, and Shimon will say, the Hoyle of Biodil Hamishim Zeus, the Esmail Mosati Lochesa Hamishim. Then everybody will agree that he is a Kivarak. The Machleke between Rav Sheshes and Rav Chiya Bas Reise is only when he doesn't say Esmo Masat Loch. Ach, Shovani Neza. So, Mele, Rav Sheshes says that Ach, Shovani Neza Loch, he puts it on the table, is like Esmo Masat Loch. So, Rashi says here something very strange. Vitane Tuni, because all the Daitoch, the Rav Chiya Taimid Masnissen, Mishum danan sadi, the mighty tough is delayed. Have a kimonali biotro, valaimer in lobiodiclum, vaidim idim may say she eishle hamish, vihid or the reprietim hively shweed rice. So it's pili plon. So, in other words, after the Gemara was chaser from Afriye Bas Reise, because midome. Hosom Memalvis Lissad, the labor lesli sadel le mosik le mide di atiavli sadel labor le mosik le mide le boyrat khilish ta buye hoche kirche danan sadel behayan an sadel behay. So the Gemara said, no, the Raya from the Mishnah is Rafri Bas Reises. But Rafri Bas Reises, Rafri Bas Reises Alochi, is based upon Rafri Kamaises Alochi. So, how is the Rafri Bas Reise, how did the Rafri Bas Reise improve upon Rafri Kamaises? That's the discussion. Pir Sharashi, Kibn Dhavika Ador Sayyidi. משתבם דרפחי כמייס ויקושי כיבן דלימוצה ליחוכה הרב רייסה דהילך על המקיח כמייסה לימלי ויתנה תונה הכמייס לכך יש לימה דנן סדה לאו דווקי דימיילי תופיס מחשפין עלי השתה תווי מהרדו סייד וחושב כלומד עלי דדי נדורי סוטייסה says no that there is a difference between Anan Sade in connection with the Kasha of the Gemara against Rav Chiya Kamaise and the statement made by Rav Chiya Bas Reise. In connection with Rav Chiya Kamaise, Anan Sade means it's like Eidim. But the other Anan Sade is like the whole world knows, like the case of Issa Giyore. It's not a question of being Mivara. The whole world knows, like Boho Garaglov, to aid in testify that Reuven killed Shimon and then Shimon, the alleged victim, comes to Bezin. So it's a question of the mones. We see it. We see it. So in other words, when a person holds a chayfetz, then the bureau of Chazoki Kosher Shalei is such a strong bureau. It's stronger than Eidim. Stronger than Eidim. This is what Tesis says. Ach, Kosh, Mikoma Kimikl Mifrach, the Masnissen Keicha, the High Medel High, High Nine Medel High. This doesn't like this pshat. V'yishleima d'hashtanami muchach m'keach taime d'bisomuch y'heilach potal l'av m'sakna rabon n'shvue d'leke d'kavose b'reis avl rabchie kamayse iname ba'ado seidim potar m'sakein m'sakna rabon n'shvue m'asnissen d'chosh v'idoye be my toughest chavre videchak. So Teisves, so then Teisves goes back. Danan Sade in Rafriya Bas Reise is like the whole world knows, like the case of Issa Giyore. When it was known, like Bohom Ranov. But in Rashi we have to say, like the second pshat in Teisves. In other words, the taste that says is there. All right. Urav Sheishes Kashe Masnis. Omar Urav Sheishes Masnis. Dakonis Chacholim. It's not a shvul of Medimitzis. Vido. Avat Zatchiyah Basreis. Ein Dakonis Chacholim. He. Umi ui amrad bishleime. Midereis. Hele chaye misakne rabono nishvuye kein de reis. Elo yamret mit de reis ilach poter misakne rabono nishvuye de lese di kavose bi reis. Alright. Meis. Sloim dinli. Sloim. if the mal star she kosu bei pleini lova me pleini sloi. The star says ruvei barot sloim from shime. Doesn't say how many sloim, but the minimum of sloim loshen rabim is two. Malvei machamish vlevei machalish. Reb Shimon Elozor imei ahoil beheide mixes a tiny yishba. Reb Akiva imei, because after all, einei elok meishiv aveide upota. Because it's a migi. Because since the shtar says just loyim, so you could say two, and he was made a three. And so he could ask the same kashe in every case of Medin Mixas. So that's Rabbi Salach, Eidan or Meis Ponov Nibal Chaybe. But here it's not Chayach to say Eidan Meis Ponov Chaybe, because here he feels that the Shtar is Misayei, because since the Shtar doesn't specify how many just sloim, and the minimum of sloim of dinrim is two, so he feels sure, so he doesn't require a lot of hose to be makrish es chaver. So that's why Rav Akiva says that is pota. Kotonem yes rabshim lo zarei meil veidim ikses a tiny yishba. Taim edom asholeish, ho shtaim poter. Shtaim poter. But the question is, the machlekes is only between Rav Shimon Elozor and Rav Akiva in the case where the leve is made a yoshlosh sholish, and the malve claims chomish, but in the case where the leve says shtaim, so then even Reb Shimon Elozor will be made that is potter. But the question is, if we say like Chafrei Basreis that Helech is Chayev, so shtar is considered like Helech. So we have a new aloch here. Like this, what is Helech? When he makes an offer, when he puts the money on the table. But here, the Gemara says something else. Even if he doesn't put the money, the $50, on the table, if there is a shtar, so it's also Helech. Why? It's very posh. Does it make a difference whether he puts it on the table or he said, 50 I owe you. I have it in the vault in the Peterson Bank. Whether it's the table is right here or the table you have to drive 5 minutes, doesn't make any difference. So Mele, if there is a shtar, he can produce the shtar in Besden, and then Besden will be given for him. So Mele, it's like saying 50 I have in a bank in New York, so he has to travel there. So what's the difference? So Mele, it should be, so we have here a loche that whenever he has the raya of shtores in his end, then it's helich, because it's true. If he doesn't have ishtar, let's say even if he has eidim, but the eidim can become sick, chas v'shalom die, or they go to nesayam, or all kinds of ikuvim, so mele it's not helich. But ishtar, he doesn't need to produce the eidim in Besden. So it's like putting the $50 on the table. Ushmamun helach pata. Lord, leilo meim aloch. Shtaim chayev. Vahaydi keton sholish lafukim deralakid. Doma meishi vaveide. Have a pote a komash on me, Mr. Taina Vilchaim. He offered a shimmer and lozor in the hoil way to Mr. Tani Yishba. Abze Yishba. According to you, but he says hoil, so that means only by Sholish, but by Shtaim is not Yishba. זה יבן בו אלילום שטיין פוטה ולחיים סויאס דקשה בוטה קודין תורפחיה בסחייסה דת הילך ישחייב סו וואי שטיין פוטה נאט ביקוז אוף אליך וישנו הוכם משום כמיסאי אל אשתו סו דן אין אדר וורדס דשטה קלאבורייטס the hagode of the lady iname mishum davli shtar shibut kakois vin ish bring out fira shibut kakois. In other words, because if since the minimum of dinrim of sloim is shtayim, so that means that shimen is kefir, something that the shtar says is mechuye. So mele and shtar is mele bishtar is considered like fearing kark. Why? Because a mele valpe even beidim is not given mechos mishubot, so it's not kfiras kakois. It's only gave mechos mnecher. But Mila Bishtar is gave mikakois. So Mele, even from the Likuchas, so Mele is considered Kfir Hashibut Kakois. So Tezis says to Yaikash, Vim Teima Limando Malfiriget Poshut, Shibu de Raise, that me de Raise, even Milva Ope, is gave Mechos Mishibodim from Likuchas. And Chachomim or Misaki, Mishum Pseidu de Likuchas, that a milve alpe shouldn't be given, because if a milve alpe would be able to collect from Likuchas, a milve alpe does not have a cult, some mele, the Likuchas would be at a disadvantage. Because of that, Chachomim or Misaki, that Milval Pei is not given Mechos Mishupon. But Midar I say, Milval Pei is also given Mechos Mishupon. So Mele, there shouldn't be any difference on the Reise level between Milval Pei and Mele Bishtach. So why do we say that Beide B'Mikzas is Chai B'Shvu? Now suppose Reuven says to Shimon, שתי סודיס חפרתו והוא אימא וחפרתי לך. So there is no sweet rice because it's in his brain like a coins. So some mele on the rice level even our mobile pay every made him mix us is kefir shibut kakoins. So why is there, how do we visualize a midiraisi a shvui of made in mix? Very strong kash. V'yesh leimah shemocha le'ashib. So Tesu says in the Teretz, the Zinachanam, on the Raisa level, there is a shvui of made in mix us only when he was meichal the shibu. Oy she'en le'klal kakois, afilu mishabde, aval rabi yechanen, d'oma b'perik shvui es ha'kodin, פרק שבוע זה הפקודן כיפה במומן שיש על עבידים חייף קורבן שיש על שטר פוטר משום כיפה שיבות קקויס סד בעידים לא יחושב כיפה שיבות קקויס לגבי שבוע זה הפקודן אף על גב דסוב רבי איך נשבו לדרייס היינה משום כיפה שיבקיעו חכום עם השיבות במיל ועל פה משום פסידי ליקוחס חושב כלום מוחלק, because of הפקה בזן הפקה תחכומים הוא מפקיע. So ממילא it's like מוחלק, but אין הכנענו לפעוד את הכנס חכומים. רבי איכן נעודן צדת ומי רדיס לי משאבתי ולס לי מחרה דיס לי מחרה אפילו יש עובדים פותה wie Leslie, a film shbody ma ful yeshol of shtachai. So in other words, so Teisve says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, on a dreise level, there is no shvi of midim mikzas unless midreise, unless he was meich. And after the takonis chachomim, so mitzat hefka beznefka, so it's always like moch. That's the ifishit. Now let's see the Rambam. So Reb Chaim discusses the Rambam, and the Rambam Shite obviously is not like Tesis, because according to Tesis, there's a big Chiddush. The whole Shvui of made the mixes with the Raise is only when Mochale Hashim. If the Rambam would agree, can I have both Rambam, please? Reb Chaim discusses the Rambam Shite in two places, in Hilchas Ishes and in Hilchas Shvuis. On the surface, it appears that Reb Chaim is Seisar himself. And I saw some happen. They say that Reb Chaim is Seisar. But actually, it's the same thing. Why did he have to discuss it in both places? That's the question. But actually, they're different as Beirim, but he's saying the same thing. Let's first see how Reb Chaim explains the Rambam Shite in Hilchas Ishes. Let's see the Rambam in Hilchas Ishes first. Perek Tzayin Hilchas Ishes Halacha Chavein. Oy, oy, oy. Perek Tzayin Hilchas Ishes Halacha Chavein. Hi imeres tzulon iseisi. Vika ksuvosi mosai. Va'abal o yosho ve'imrim bulon iseisi. In other words, so this Rambam deals with two cases. The case of Ikrushe, because it says ha'abal o yosho. And the case of Almoni. That's a Yoshev. Emrim Bulon says, Vein lo alameo, Im yeshedim shero, Sheosulo haminhogeis, Shenosnu anshis, Yiel aseisan lipsulo, Kigemini simcho, Iksorim, Oy malbish yodua, Oy shodvorim, Shneisan lipsulo, Yetzis beinimo, you know, the bedekung, I mean, that's a raya, that she's a psula. Harezun etales mosai, vim ein lo edim boze, harezun etales mon, vim hoyo abal kayo, yesh bo lajbi, im hoyo abal kayo. In other words, in the case of Ikrusha, not almon, yesh lo lajbi a Shvua menateo, shvua sateo. Shari heide bimiksas. Hatayim. So the Ravid is masik. Omar Abraham. Shvua sateo inkan. Shari kfira shibut kakois. How could there be shvua the Ravid? How could there be shvua the Ravid? It's, after all, by the Baal. So it's not Yoroshim. So then it's Kfira Shibut Kakois. He escaped Bishleime by Almono when he has to be gated from the Yoshim. And so then So then we can say, we'll discuss Grushals, but Ba'amim Ba'almono, Ba'almono also, but by Grushal, so it certainly gave it from Kakois, so it's in Ishboim Kakois. So, Pirk Tzayin Alocha Chafei, he in Meres Psuam says, V'ikak Suvos V'Mesai, V'hu Ayer Shofein Rim Bulon Yisro, V'ein Lela Meyo Harezen Teles Mono, V'imhoi Abal Kayom, Yesh Lolash B'yesh V'es Ateo, Sha'ar Heide V'mixas Tai, Ad Kalashe, U'asoges Zal Shvuas Ateo, Enkan, Sha'ar Kfiras Shibud, ובאסור הזה לשני, שבוע סתיר אין כאן, שהכפיר השיבות הקקויס, עד כאן לשני. ומגיד משנה כוסף על זה וזה לשני. ואני אמר שאין זו קושיו, שחיד משהגנים תיקנו, שתיקווה כסובו מנטלדלים, חוזרו כסובו שאין לו כפיר השיבות קקויס בלבד. Because the גנים הוא מסעקי, not only לגבי כסובו, but ligabe all balechayim, that they can be gave, minam talzin also. So mele, since it can be gave, from talzin also, so it's not kfirashi mitkakois, because he's gave from talzin also. He's gave from talzin also. Now, this is it, hakones agini. The Rosh in Ksuvis Daf Samach Vov says that the Takonis HaGenim is not a new Takone by the Genim on the basis of Hefka Bez Nefka, but it was just a Psak Halocha by the Genim, because the Gemara in Ksuvis Daf Samach Vov says Ligavi Ksuve that Be'arbiye Naravye in the Arab countries. It's still true today. In old Jerusalem, you can see that everything is modern, but the Arabs, the primitive Arabs, still ride on camels and on donkeys. So the Gemara Daf Samach Vov says in Ksuves that in Arabia, where the camel is the basis of the economy, more than karke in other places. So then a ksuve can be gave from the camel. Not only a ksuve. I mean, all malvas can be gave from the camel. But in other places, not Arabia, where the basis of the economy was the real estate, some mele, some mele, there is no, and the person is not so much, because when the Torah says that Shibut is only Chal and Karke, is because the Malve places his reliance on Karke, not on Mitaltlin, because Mitaltlin can be concealed, can be taken away. Mashenkin Karke, you can't conceal. Now, according to the Rosh Hite, so Takonis Hagenim is not a Takone, it's just a Psagdi, because not Chas V'Sholem, the Din changed, because the Mitzias changed. And let's say today, according to the Rosh, so you have deposits in bank that cannot be concealed. I mean, it cannot be concealed in any way. For computers, you can find out everything. So then, there is Shibut Nechosi, Midaraisi, and all kinds of Nechosi, and bank deposits and everything. Maybe Mitaltlin, not cash in the bank. So there is no Shibut. However, other Rishayim, Achelik and Rosh. And other Rishayim, say that the Takonis HaGenim was effective mitzad Hefka Bez Nefka. The Rambam Shite is, first of all, not like the Rosh. So according to the Rambam, it's a halacha with the Raise, the Chibut is the Afghan Karki, not on something that is the basis of the economy. How about the Gemara in Ksubes? That's a good question. I don't want to discuss it. Maybe I'll discuss it a little later. But the Rambam, where is a Samrishim, say, they recognize the Takonis again on the basis of Hefka Bezen Hefka. The Rambam says in Hasishes and in Hasmal Verleve that the Keach of Hefka Bezen Hefka is only Mosul Bezen Agotl, but not to a Bezen Bismarazeh, even the Gainim. Now the Rambam says it in two places. In Chasishes, Perek Zayin Milchasishes Haloche Zayin Tiknu Hagenin Bichol HaYishives Shetio Yisho Gevik Sivoso Achrim Meizbailo Af Minam Talzli Kiderach Shizkinu Balcheiv Ligvis Minam Talzli. And the Rama mentioned the same thing in Milchas Malvarev Uposhtot HaKone Zubarev Yisrael וכן שורת נו יקסובו כולון כקסובו היי ויש נון במטלטלין כבקרקע חוץ מקסובו הספנינדיכי שלמוצאנו מנהג ירושוסון פושוט בכל הישיבס לפי רוחני מהיר מעמיד נעיסו על דין הגמורה שאין ירשין כסובו סימון אלו מנהג כבר נוהג הלוך החס כבר נוהגו בכל המקימי שיודענו וששמענו שימון שיכתבו בקסובו בימים קרקוי בימי טלטוי. That he should be מחייב himself. The way I do, ואפילו מגלימד על כתפוי, הוא יווייד את אינדקסובי. אפילו מגלימד על כתפוי. So then we don't have to resort to הקונס again. So that's הלוך, even though מסר הדין, there is no Shibut Nachosin Ligabe Likuches El Amitaltli, but if he was Mishabit himself to Agev, to Kiyin Sudea, so then Kiyin Ischal, so in every Ksuve, so we are Mekabel Kinyin. The Rov who is involved in the wedding, so he gives a handkerchief to the chosen, and who has to give the handkerchief is Bekil of Shalkein. It's a machlekes raven leib, where the Bekil of Shalvakna, Bekil of Shalkein, and we pass him like leib, Bekil of Shalkein. Who is the kene? The kene is the kal, the chosen is the mak. So there's a loch of evit nine. The truven can give the kesef tushin and to the Yishe on behalf of Shimon. And so then the Aloha Vet Nine is just as Achirim can give Kesef to the Odin on behalf of the Vet Nine to be Yisrael Chayrus. So here the Rov gives his handkerchief or his fountain to the Chosn on behalf of the Kal. So merely it's effective not Mitzad Konis again, but Mitzad is only Schreibes. Vidova Ze Tikun Godlu ואנושים דלים ומבינים הניגו דובר זה שערי זה תנאי שבמומן ונמצא המונו גיבה מן המטלטלים בתנאי זה לא יביט ככונס אחרין הרי שלי כוסף כך בשטרה כסובה אלא נוסף סתם suppose it didn't write ואפילו מגלימד דיקת פוי so אם היו ידע because I finiore da cosa che sono meglio i sananzare del zenundene, since every cross writes a few in the glimmer of the catfoy, and he didn't specify to the contrary explicitly, so it means kiminak shob neodom. After all, mineg neodom is a strong bill. It can be lazy exub. The Mishnah says exubes. The first Mishnah in the second parak, if there is an argument between the Baal and the Isha, or between the Yorushim and the Isha, as whether Psulon he says, so Almonon he says, so if Adim come and say, so Chazcharnu Shoyim Chalkin, a gazes Latinakis, the Mineg was that Psula was Nisais, so they used to distribute candy to children. That's the Mineg that developed in this country, which is not a nice Mineg, that the roof of the Chosin, everybody throws candy on the Chosin. It's not a nice Mineg. It's not in accordance with Dushel Pisaknesis. It should be abolished. But it should be distributed. If they want to follow the minik that existed, Bisman Chazal, to the naked not to throw it as a chosen, and that the naked should collect it from the floor. So, Mele, so the, if Adim testified that they saw that candy was distributed to the naked, so it can be made some moment. After all, so it's a dim portion, you cannot be made some moment except if a raya boy. So Mineg is considered like Eidim. So Mele, if there is a Takonis Hagenim and most Chasanim comply with the Takonis Hagenim, so even if one Chosn omitted, as long as he didn't specify explicitly that he's not mischayev himself, we take it for granted that he was mischayev himself. So Mele he still gave. Vidover ze tikkun godl, harei shalikos afkar bishtara ksuve elonososstam, imo yedea bitakonezu shal geinim gave. Vimla, but suppose he's an ignorant chosn, he doesn't know anything about takonez again. So then, we cannot say there is an umdene. He followed the minik of the other, he doesn't even know there is such a minik. Oish, shenistapiklon adavo, misyafshim bidova harbe, shenkea bitakonis againim lodim, afalfishalin is parasho, kidin takonik suvo, shem takonis hasanezan agdelo, achneitzi bomomim neyosh. The Rambam says explicitly that even though there was a takonis againim, but gainim don't have the keach of hefka beznefka. Ligabi ksuve and imal v'leve, he mentions the same aloche. Ligabe every malve.
Oi. 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 Ojes, perik judalev, mlachas malam, leiva aloche judalev. Kvor tiknu genim, hachreinim, kulom, sheyir balcheiv gevem mitaltali min hayosh, vechein donin Yisroel bechol bezni shebeila. Chol bezni shebeila. Avo bimarov, hoyo keisvin, bishtor chevei sheyish likveis min hakarka, ומן המטלטלין, בין בחיו ובין החמייסי. ונמצא גבע על תנאי זה, יסר מנת הקונה. וסיו גודל עושו בדבו, שמה לא ידע עלי ושת בתקונה זו. ונמצא מומן יסיימים, יסר ישלוי כדין, שינקיע בתקונה סחרינים לחיו בו יסיימים. זאת הרמב״ם שיטי יס. אין רמב״ם מזנד יוחד נראים. The other shading will agree with him that the whole aloha of Hefka Bezna Hefka is mosso to Bezna God or to Chachma Kabbalah Chazal. But Lachach Simas Talmud, there is no Keach of Hefka Bezna Hefka. So when you hear Chabonim, they do all kinds of things, it's a leaked in. I mean, Rabbonim today, certainly, according to all Rishenim, but according to the Rambam and many Rishenim, even the Genim, Rabbi Goyen, did not have the keach of Hefka Bez Nefka. And Rabbonim today, even Nizriya, fortunately or unfortunately, so they have no keach except if the Balidin agree. The only keach that the Bezn has is to force a Baldin that he should submit to his Ablo or a Beznam Rutzel Ishne Azdorim. And if he doesn't want to do that, then they can give a heter to the other Baldin to go to court or to issue himself. But nothing else. But no Bezn in the world, even all the Bezns in the world, United States and Europe and Israel, so we unite, cannot force a Baldin to litigate before a specific best. It's not a very fortunate thing, but sometimes it is fortunate. Sometimes, usually it's very unfortunate, because there is no Kiach Best. But anyway, so the question is, how can the Rambam say that the Aloche of Hefka Best Nefka is only also to Bezna Godel, when the Rambam says in Hilchas Sanhedrin, just the reverse. פרק חוב דלת מלכה סנהדרין הלוכה ווב וכן יש לדיין תומית. What does it mean? He doesn't see even best דיין. What does דיין mean? דיין who is נסמנה from the ציבור. He doesn't mean today חס ושולת, because no best unfortunately is נסמנה by the ציבור. A small group of people is a point best, but dayan means keah hatzibur. But for the tzibur, because the keah of best is the keah hatzibur, there's the difference between best nagodol and any other best. Any other best only has the keah hatzibur. If the tzibur doesn't recognize a certain bezn, he's no bezn. He can be a godlador. He's no bezn. But if unfortunately the tzibur doesn't recognize, even if it's because of riches, but he cannot represent the tzibur. But bezn agodl has its own keres. The tzibur does not have. Tzibur does not have the keach to be done the forces. Only the Bimokim Migdamil say so nifoshes of Rotzri, so the tzibur can be done with Tzir HaShor, because by Rotzri there is a din of Gil Adam. So mele the tzibur has the rishus of the keach of the Gil Adam, but other nifoshes it cannot be done. But Bezn, not only Bezn HaGodl, even Sanhedrin Ktano, can be done. Bashein Kein. But the Rambam says, V'chein yesh lidayin tamid, that means the tzibur. Even Bezman HaZeh, Lehaf ki amomen sheyesh li baile. Umabed v'neisen kifima sheyire ligdei pirtzis hadas. Ulechazik habedek. Liknis alam ze varoyena beezre the cholash aliyovi lishlishes ayomi but sasorim baskinim yacham kol rechushe mikan shevka beznek. So the Rambam here says beferesh that he mentions the posik in Ezra and that dain tomt not after beznagot. How is it the Rambam in Chesishes and in the Chesmol Veleve says that only Bez Nagod? So the Teretz is, there are two psukim mentioned in the Gemara in Gittin as the Mokeh for the Keach of Hefker Bez Nefker. Oy. The Mishnah Shaleach says that Hillel was misakin post. Why was Hillel misakin post? Because Hillel saw that many Jews were reluctant to lend money to people who needed money. And they are either and the Shamalachoyim Yem in the Vov Chodval Baya. So he was Tnanosan. What does Puzbu mean? Puzbu means that if the Malva makes a declaration before the Shnas HaShmit that Kol Chayv Sheishli it's o plaini Shegvenu Kol Zman Shearze, so then Shmita doesn't cancel that it. sein Oschern, da war mit Wurwo mit Alf. Prusbein im Schand, sehr hat man hat Wurim, sie ist Gnilla, Socken, Scheroe, Sohom, שנימנו ומרחל וזה זה ויובו על מה שכוסף בתירו ישום לוחו פן ידובר מבופך בליאל עומד והסכים פרוס וזהו גופי של פרוס מסר נלחם פלני דיונים שמוקם פלני שכל חייב שיש לי זו פלני שגבנו כל זמן שארץ והדיונים חייס למטו או יעדי So the Gemara said, Kasha, me can meet it in the Reise, me shant is this. So me the Reise, so a debt is cancelled. And the Leve doesn't have to pay. The Yiskin heal of the Loi me shant. And the Malve can collect. But since me the Reise is cancelled, so on the Reise level, when the Malve collects it, or Besen collects it for him, So the river is a guest. So how can a Hillel do something be a care and is a guest?